Check it out. Let's go.
You're in tune to the new routine. New podcast putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype sounding oh so nice. Is the boy redhead. Keep the dubs all right. Right. About to make your neck hurt. Droop. Big B bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope. It's the start of the show. Let's go. It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby.
What's going on, good peoples? It's your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of The Un. Before we get into who's here and what we got going on today, I just want to say first and foremost, I'm probably going to say this 1,000 more times, this show and all the rest of the shows on IDS Networks are nothing without you. I see y'all listening, I see y'all downloading, I see y'all doing y'all thing. But hit us up. Let us know what you think. It's important. There was homework assignments. Nobody turned in homeworks. All of you got Fs. Just know that. So, with that being said, I'm your man, Big B. I do not rock out on this show alone. Got my crew with me today. My crew today consists of Mr. Longfingers.
Good evening, good evening.
Man, he comes with the groggily. We also have J-Dub.
What's good?
And the slickster shit.
What's the word? What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, man? All right. So, it's been an interesting week since we left you. We got a lot of personal feedback, but see, personal feedback don't count. Personal feedback, you know, you gotta have it so we can read it, so we can be transparent, so we can share it with the audience. You know what I'm saying? It's your little moment to shine in the show. It's your opportunity to, you know, chime in. Say what you got to say. Don't be scared. We ain't gonna go on you but a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. If you're ignored, that's when you know that we don't fuck with you. But, you know, you want to say some wild inflammatory shit, go on and say it. We'll read it. We'll have some fun with you. And all that good shit. Slickster, what you been up since we last departed? And, oh, okay, before I get to this, I was checked as one of the personal feedback. I was dated myself on the last show because I asked what was in the rotation. And in asking that, I asked what was in the CD. I said, what might be in your CD changer? Listen here, people, I understand that things are a majority digital these days.
No, but we know what you meant, you know what I'm saying?
Well, clearly this one person took exception to
real
it.
Real listeners know.
And please understand, visually, I was not talking about the actual 1980 when you had to get out the back, pop the trunk, take the cartridge out, load up 5-6 joints, mm-hmm. put it back in. And do it. No, I wasn't talking about that CD changer. There are actually still current vehicles that have front-loading CD changers that you can put in three or four discs into the one slot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe the person that made that comment might need to step their vehicle game up. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
But I'm just saying. So, when I ask what your rotation is, what's in your rotation, whatever medium in which you listen to music on, what are you rocking out to?
Right. They probably still got an iPod. That's must have been what they went. They got the iPod shuffling. Shuffling and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, I definitely celebrated 420 and got downloaded that KOD by J. Cole. Also downloaded the Nas Illmatic Live in the Kennedy Center. So I've been listening heavy on the KOD. Kind of got bored on it, got bored with it this morning, but was overall pleased with it. Then again, I've just been listening to instrumentals over the mixing that into my rotation. I got my own set of playlists that I listen to on there, and did I listen to anything crazy? I don't think I really branched out and did anything wild this past week.
J Dub.
Yo.
What's in that rotation?
Man, be real. I've been listening to Volume 3, The Life and Times of Sean Carter. I don't know why I went back to that, but
hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, for some reason. Still listening to that to this day. Still love it to this day. Still probably in my top maybe 4 Jay-Z albums. But yeah, been listening to a little bit of that. And just a little bit of everything. I just kind of went through it. Nothing new, though. Just everything was like stuff that's been around. 90s, 2000, shit like that.
Long fingers.
In preparation for a DJ set I got coming up on this Thursday, I've been listening to some of the new stuff, like the new Nicki Minaj stuff they dropped. Chun-Li and Barbie Tings. And some of this, you know, some of these other new singles that they dropped. As well as, you know, some of the old standards like the De La Souls and stuff like that. So, a little bit of everything, but yeah, definitely trying to check out some new joints just to see what out there, see what's popping. So,
is there, for any of the three of you, is there any song, like just within the last week, that you probably just hit repeat on about 5, 6, 7 times?
Yeah, I actually sent it to you. The joint of, I can't even remember the name of the track, but kind of like when it was on that KOD album when J. Cole was talking about addiction.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked what he did there. I liked his tonality. I like how he changed pitch. Nice. And I liked the topic. And I liked his, he was obviously addressing somebody he knew. Cool. So I thought that was pretty cool. I couldn't stop listening to it.
Fingers?
In this past week, nothing that really jumped out. I mean, I've heard, you know, some tracks I like, but, you know, lyrically, there's been nothing where I've been like, oh, yeah, that's hot. I got to hear that again. Nothing like that.
Okay. J-Dub?
I'm probably in the same boat.
Nothing on repeat?
Yeah, nothing on repeat right now.
All right. In my rotation, still just holding strong is Sky Zoo. It's just, it's just one of those albums, every time I hear it, it's like, damn, didn't hear that the last time. So that's definitely on. Besides that, I kind of dug deep and I went back to a local group called Satali. And they have an album called I'm a Tree. And damn near broke my neck just rocking out to that. Actually have been, even though it's an older project, I've actually made efforts to reach out to them. And
what is it, Satali is what it's called?
Satali, yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I made efforts to reach out to them and see if they can come on and chop it up with us a little bit. Interesting story. I'll save it for if we get them. But so, yeah, I've been rocking out to them real hard. In terms of tracks that I have been rewinding, this Cat Cassidy song called Set Trippin'. That joint is, that dude's a maniac, yo. He reminds me of, if you can take M.O.P., Busta and Just Ice.
Oh wow! Okay,
and mash them together. That's what this cat sounds like. I don't know much about him, but from what he's rapping about, he's a West Coast cat. And when you hear him, I'll actually, when we go to break, I'll try to pull
not,
it up. Oh,
so different Cassidy, not Philly Cassidy.
No,
I thought he was the Philly Cassidy. Yeah, I thought, for a sec.
So this cat, man, when you listen to and you hear his rhyme style, you're like, West Coast? Damn, that sound like old old school New York than a motherfucker. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, I've been.
Okay.
I definitely, even on the way home from work today, I think I hit that like 4 times. Like, wow.
So. And you got a full album out?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
I just got this one track.
Okay.
That I think I heard it. I heard it for the first time like 2 weeks ago. And then I forgot the name of it, so I couldn't pull it up. But yeah, and then other than that, I've been dipping on the Cardi B. Been jumping around on that Cardi B. So, and you know, we'll get into that possibly later in the show. So that's what's been going on with the kid. So I guess we should get to moving a bit, and so today's song challenge. Well, first of all, before we get into the song challenge, we did have someone that sent in some feedback. So, long fingers, if you wanna.
Absolutely. So, feedback from the last show came from Javon Matthews. And he writes, "Real dope episode. Salute to y'all. The talk rock section was mad. I don't know what the hell that means. Talk rock section was mad random. At the end, oh, the rock section, the rock song that we played. We played, we were comparing two singers, lead singers for rock bands. Was mad random at the end and didn't go with the show at all." Mm-hmm. And then he says, "Also, for future shows, can you guys make sure that you are close to the mic?" So I'm going to talk real close to the mic. "The voice projection goes from close to far." Yeah, he need to proofread his shit throughout the episode, especially with long fingers. All right, I'm gonna take that personally, dog. Okay, keep up the dope work.
So regardless of what he just said, don't do that no more. I'm not trying.
Appreciate you checking in and leaving us some feedback, though. That was that was cool to do.
No doubt. Well, sir, definitely appreciate, again, you checking in. Let me be clear. This is not a hip-hop show. It's not a hip-hop show. It's a music show. We're going to be talking about all kinds of music, and we're going to be playing all kinds of music. It is going to lean a little bit R&B hip-hop because that's most of our background. But again, this is not a hip-hop show. This is a music show. So you might fuck around and hear some motherfucking movie soundtracks. You might hear some Broadway musicals on this bitch. It's what we do, and it's what we're going to do. So definitely thank you. Appreciate you. And all right, so moving on to the music challenge for this week. Slexa, what was your you had the topic for this week?
Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, amidst all these, you know, these seems like there was a few seemed like there's kind of a battle for the best female rapper and such, and that made me think about who are some of the greatest female musical influences that have graced us with their music. And so, you know, I presented that to Big B and said, you know, let's go with the female artists. Who are the most influential female artists? So I selected.
Thank you. Stepping on toes. Just need the topic. All right. That man was just like that.
And then,
welcome to the Slickster Hour.
And then I'd like to thank.
Thanks, Big D, for having me on my show.
Oh, shit.
So, most influential female artists. Well, here are your offerings from J-Dub.
I had a debate about this earlier today.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamin's?
J-Dub.
Yo.
Why Miss Hill?
I think from when I was coming up, listening to music and the Fugees. Fugees was crazy. And then Lauryn Hill, how she branched off and did her own thing with Miss Education. To me, that was influential to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think just from what I remember, she was probably the first and most influential female in my music life.
Dope, dope, dope. All right. Moving on. This will be your man, Big B. This is going to be my suggestion. I ain't mad at that. She's fine, too.
It's on your playlist, too, on your little DJ playlist.
Absolutely. Always. Now, for me, why I picked Miss Sheila E. First, let me say, up until 2 hours before recording, I had actually misread what your topic was. So I had something else totally, a whole total another person. But it did say musician. And so then from that, it spawned a debate with another friend of mine about, is the voice considered an instrument? So, with going by musicianship itself, definitely I said Sheila E. Because she sort of broke the glass ceiling on, you know, women and what they can do on stage. You know, they're not just something pretty to look at, being very talented and stuff. And then also, I just really think that, you know, she opened the door for a lot of women to be like sexy, like, you know what I'm saying, and embrace their sexiness while showing their skills or what have you. So that was my offering. All right, and next up will be the man himself, Slickster, with his offering. Which is sort of the same.
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle hits a nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell them, oh, my be easy now. Squeeze this armor. Test why cleft. See that flesh gets scorned. So bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, they the hell out of my lord. Chicken George became dead George. Stealing chicken from my farm. Yeah. I'm not the dead pigeon. You're my fiancés, then I'm bringing all hate to Cecilia. Nobody shoot me, my body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tuckus in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write.
So in and of itself, clearly the person that we're looking for in the song is not Wyclef. But it is, even though he can't be somewhat of a female. So we have two for Lauryn Hill, random. We do not discuss these with each other, so the fact that the two of you pick Lauryn Hill, it was kind of wow when I saw it. I wanted to say come with something different, but I said no, I'm gonna let it rock. And so what is your reason why you picked Lauryn Hill?
I mean, much like J Dub, obviously we're in the same age group. It's like I can't help but think about the summer 98. I mean, that was all Lauryn Hill, you know. And even prior to that, anyway, I'll say even after, once we stopped seeing her so much, she started having children, you know, it was still like a longing for her presence in, you know, the music community. You know, I still think that she has that greater impact throughout the early to late 90s, throughout the 90s, and her impact on just the message that she conveyed to, I thought, the black youth. I thought it was very important. I thought she really stood up for black women. And she just presented that so clearly and concise in her music, and I think it still stands strong today.
Nice. All right. So last but not least, we got Mr. Longfingers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Longfingers, talk to me about MJB.
MJB, what else can be said that hasn't been said before? So, R&B, you started to see really take a shift at the turn of the decade, going into the 90s. And at the forefront of that, I think there were two groups. There was Jodeci, and there was Mary J. Blige. And the subject matter was a little harder, a little rougher. She was one of the first female artists that I remember, you know, taking harder edge beats like break beats and stuff like that, and then singing melodies over that. I don't really remember a whole lot of people doing that before her. I remember a lot of people doing it after her, including Lauryn Hill, including Miss Jones, including Davina, who we played some of her music on the last mm-hmm. show. So I think she had an influence on not only other female artists, but other R&B artists, you know, that came after her. So that was my reason for picking her.
Makes me want to. I got to download what's the 411 now.
I forgot. Man, I mean, that album. It's that stood the test of time.
Yeah. For me, it was My Life.
Right. Oh yeah.
That My Life was.
No bullshit.
You know, she put all her problems out there in the music. I mean, it wasn't all happy music. As a matter of fact, most of it wasn't happy.
Right.
You know, she had her problems and she talked about it. So,
That's the beauty of Mary J. Blige, too, is that you could feel her edge. She is edgy.
She's edgy.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I mean, but she was able to smooth it out for us to enjoy. So, that's a good one.
And she came on Unplugged with Ove. Remember that?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Absolutely. All right. So there is your music challenge for today, my peoples. That's your homework for today. Hit us up. Let us know what you thought. Let us know who you feel, if any, was head and tails, head and shoulders above the others. All right.
Wait a minute.
So
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to send in, or if you want to give us your suggestion for the topic, we'll definitely look forward to hearing that. You can email us at indeepshow@yahoo.com, spelled out INDEPSHOW @yahoo.com. Or you can hit us up on the voicemail at 202-750-1437. That's 202-7501-IDS. We're going to take a quick break, fill these cups, reload, and we'll get right back to you.
Soldier boy, tell me.
you.
Make that on your cell phone now.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Whew. All right, so correction, I misspoke when I said the artist that I was listening to was Cassidy. It's Casanova. So I do apologize about that. Clearing that up. So it is time to spend a good minute with another artist. Today's artist is Miss Cardi B.
Cardi!
Now, I've heard the album. You've heard the album. Slick, right? J-Dub hasn't heard it.
I haven't heard it.
Okay. Let me start with the two that haven't heard it. Before we get into it, what do you think your initial thoughts of what this album's going to sound like?
I heard on the radio, it's probably going to be a whole bunch of club cuts.
We need you to get the mic and speak of the mic going forward. Oh, we have listeners that have issues with that.
I'm sorry. Excuse
me. What do I think about it? If I'm basing on what I've heard on the radio, yeah, it's like J-Dub says, it's going to be, you know, a bunch of club cuts. You know, a bunch of... Yeah, okay. As someone that heard it, J-Dub, without writing a book, don't give your impressions of that. What, before you pushed play, what did you think it was going to sound like?
Man, first thing I thought of was Offset. I was like, that was going to sound like the Migos shit. And not that I don't like them, but, I they kind of in a position to, they think they're great. I don't think they're great. So I kind of thought she was under that umbrella.
So okay. You thought it was going to be some recycled bin?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you speaking to the mic if you're going to stay on the show.
Recycled bin material.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be on some, type rapping.
All right. I was pretty much on the same. I don't think I was as down as you sound, as it being a probably Migos dominated sound that I thought it was going to be. But yeah, that's what I thought going into. I thought it was going to be that. I thought it was going to be about four tracks that just incredibly worked and a bunch of filler material.
Right.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So let's get into it and let's see what actually came about. So we'll go with track number one, One Good Minute with Cardi B.
Look, they gave a bitch two options, stripping to lose. Used to dance in a club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it in sous. Lord only knows how I got it in sous. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch played with my money, might as well spit in my food. Bitches hated my guts, now they swear it was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard, damn fucking right. Stun on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running up on me, went for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras, y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rag to riches, went from wig to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see six figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Well, you gotta make sure that everybody's straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling in your face. Talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life just to shit on niggas. Climb to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. Said I was just trying to chill and make bangers. Tell all these old bitches they in danger. The thing on my hip with bitches in the shape. That's what I call a fucking waist trainer. You go run up on who and do what? I think y'all got your story screwed up. I came here to bar.
All right.
Track one. Jade up.
I mean, easily reminds me of what was the name of Meek Mill's first album? You remember the intro track?
Yeah.
Sounds just like that. I got that type of vibe. But you know what? I was actually impressed by her wordplay. She was all right. She was all right. I was impressed.
Like,
yeah, I felt the same way upon hearing the first track. I was like, whoa, hold up now. She rapped that? You know, I was shocked that she had as much to say. And I also love her voice and how she speaks. She got that, where's she from? Bronx? Where's she from?
Bronx.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, she's definitely hella New York. And it's like, but it's perfect what she's trying to accomplish.
Slexer. I mean, long fingers.
All niggas
look
alike, huh?
Whoa, shit.
I got the milk dud heads.
I actually like the honesty in it, to be honest, you know, to be honest, no pun intended. Just how she kind of talked about her struggling in the beginning. She said, and I like the line where she said, the only thing fake about her is the breast. I don't know that most rappers or singers would admit that they have something fake on them. Right. She put it out there.
And she stripped in front of her school.
And she stripped in front of her school. She kept it, that's keeping it real. Can't be mad at it. I wasn't mad at it.
No doubt.
I wanted her to stay on beat a little bit more, but other than that,
you know. Two things I felt about that track. First and foremost, extremely, extremely clever of taking the old 8 Mile approach, how Eminem was like, I know what you're going to come at me with, so let's get that out on the table first. So I've de-armed all of you because I've already talked about it. From her last single when she said, got a bag and fixed her teeth, to now she just basically spilled the rest of her life and just put it out there. I think it was also incredibly creative and smart that she dropped the beat on it so you can make sure you hear exactly what she's saying and not get caught up in whatever slick beat might be dropping behind her. So, good job. I'm not really sure who's on the production on this, but I think that was an incredible idea. And, again, very brave of her to come. And to something what Slixer said, I was actually impressed in the sense of her voice, because at times she seems to have a bit of a heavy tongue, but like her wordplay on that, she got through it without sort of tripping over the words.
Right.
So, like, I was impressed with that as well.
Right.
So, all right.
She probably took like 20 takes on that.
Hey, that's between her and the studio.
Yeah, she's paying for the time, right?
Right. So, cool, cool. So, hey. Sometimes we gotta do takes on this show to get this motherfucker out. All right. Track two, 1 minute with Cardi B.
Let up my wrist on these hoes.
Wrist.
Now I look down on these bitches.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on stilts on these hoes.
Woo.
Fuck your baby daddy right now.
Right now.
And the maid got cake by the pound. Go down, eat it up, don't drown. Make the cheese in a bow, how it sounds.
Yo. I just gotta say, drop a nigga like Kemba. Yo. Yo. I was like, wow.
Okay, you're gonna get put out the studio.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just gonna let you know.
But nah, like I said, that's gonna be a nice little club joint right there. Yeah. Drip, drip. Yeah. It's gonna have a video and everything. We're gonna have a dance for it and all that shit.
Long fingers. I have two different views about it. As a DJ, that's definitely gonna bang in the club. There's no question about that. As a fan, it sounds like everything else is out. So I'm kind of on the fence with that one. It all depends on what you like.
For me on that one, I think it's the perfect follow-up to Bodak Yellow. It's you lost no momentum. You know, you came out, punched everybody in the face, and you come back with this track. There's one thing, if I can, and I don't know if it's just my ears, but this track is done featuring the Migos now. I'm still at a point in my life, I can't tell one Migo from the next. But one of the Migos, I don't think they got the memo on what the name of this track was. And I want y'all to listen again real closely to when the dude comes on. The name of the song is Drip. And she's saying, came through dripping, drip, drip. Everybody's saying that. Listen close to what the first dude is saying.
God! Came through drip, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Diamonds on my wrist, they dripping, ice. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Diamonds on my wrist, they dripping, ice.
Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping, drip, drip. Came through dripping.
Is he not saying driven?
Sorry, I'm saying driven.
Can't do driven.
Probably got too many gold teeth in his mouth.
And yeah. You know what? That's what I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he might have his fronts in. But that nigga saying came through driven.
Yeah, he said driven. He didn't say driven.
I mean, he might have been drinking lean too, man. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing all that stuff, man. You know how they do. Two Zannies and a perk.
I didn't know if
two Zannies and a perk.
I didn't know if I was the only one that heard that, but
no, I didn't even notice.
He said driven.
That's Offset.
So there's a 90% chance that he wrote this bitch.
Possibility.
So if he fucked it up.
He wrote this shit.
And the other possibility that I gave, and I'm not hating, but I think the consensus from a lot of us was that probably he did write a lot of this.
Yeah.
Maybe this was one of his throwaway tracks that was supposed to be driven.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
And they didn't change his vocals.
Right. That's possible. Yeah, you never know. Because a lot of people send stuff across. They're not in the studio at the same time.
Them two was in the studio, and they were probably fucking.
Yeah, probably. So,
let's get that clear.
Oh, yeah, well, who knows?
Pregnant pussy, that's some good pussy.
Come on. Oh, my.
Well. Especially when it's yours. So, what's your take on Drip Drip?
Well, I also, much to what you're saying, like, it's a good, it's a good second single from Bodak Yellow. I also think it's a good second track to her project, you know, kind of like Jay-Z's Dynasty, where he had the serious track about his early rise, and then boom, it goes into what's the second track with Beans and
Change the Game, right?
Change the Game, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it went from, you know, solemn to boom, club banger, you know what I'm saying? And I like how she knows how to have fun, so I like how it gets you from that. You know, she got all that other shit out the way, and then boom, we can get into a good time now.
All right. A Minute with Cardi B, y'all. This is track number 3.
Goes for all my nasty hoes, yeah. Come across the globe. Goes for all my nasty hoes, yeah. Come across the globe. Look, now I say luxury apartment. Wow. I'm young and I'm Harley. Yeah. There's a vision in my vision. That bitch is a target. He gon' chew up all the charges. Don't matter if you fuck with me, I get money regardless. That guap guap, get some chicken. Guap guap, get some bread. Guap guap, get some chicken. Guap guap, get some bread. Bitch, you press, you can flex.
All right.
You look like you was filling that up.
Brickenhead.
After I heard it this second time, I'm feeling it a little bit more. If you like Project Pat's joint, you'll like this. And I think that she's probably a better rapper, so her wordplay on it was better than his. So
better.
Yeah. So yeah, I think she's a better rapper.
Wow.
Than
Project Pat.
Oh, man, that stuff is really. I mean, if you think about it, his stuff is really A, B, C.
But it was. That's not what made him a good rapper.
Okay, let's not get off subject.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I think I like it. Second time hearing it, I like it.
Slickster.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of when people take other songs and make it their own so much. I mean, here and there, I guess I can make exceptions. But what I do like about it is that she did make it her own in terms of, it's more provocative. And it's hard for me to believe that if Offset wrote her lyrics, she comes around a little bit more than he does. Like, the thing about the Migos albums, them dudes, I don't know what the hell they be talking about, but she seems more concise with her message. She's trying to be a nasty girl, and it was getting nasty,
Jay Dizzy.
I love the ignorant shit. The ignorance on that track is like a 10, so I give it 2 thumbs up.
Nice. I'm actually going to disagree with you, Slickster, because I think one of the things that I love, especially about our era of hip hop, was when you properly use somebody's beat and almost in the sense of sort of pay homage to or a reach back to or a shout out to or a nod to, however you want to say it. And when it's done right, I think it just really works. I had 2 exams on top of my head, and I can't think of anything right now. But yeah, I mean, I think even if you go to shorter versions of when Jay will regurgitate a Biggie lyric or something like that, as just sort of a nod to it almost resonates the same with me on that.
Right.
Once again, it works. It's not Cardi B trying to be anything but Cardi B. And I honestly think by this point she's winning people over.
Right.
Yeah, maybe Pat could get on a remix with her.
There you go. And I was going to even ask you, Longfings, is this something that the DJs are going to put side by side with?
Absolutely. I said that earlier. Right. If I'm playing that record, I am most certainly playing the Project Pat right after it.
Right.
Because that's still kind of, that's still.
Because you can still bang. Play that
record. It's a great setup. Yeah. It's a great setup, and it's a great transition from then to now if you have to switch from, 90s to current.
It's the same thing with Yo Gotti with Rake It Up, where he used the bass line from the old Too Short song, Freaky Tales.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that until you play the old one behind, and it's like, so.
Gotcha. All right, moving right along.
Fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they tired.
Straight up.
I don't think there's nothing to be said about that. We already know what that is. That was her coming out party right there. Enough said.
Fingers.
It's the millionth time I've heard that song. I don't want to hear it no more.
Slexic.
Queen Ignorant. If it wasn't for Offset, I'd probably marry her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One takeaway I'm going to take away from that, that I just actually picked up on this weekend. The bass drop on that song is so fucking random. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a boom, boom, boom. It's a boom. And you don't know when the next time I'm going to drop that beat. You know what I'm saying? So I love that. Pick that up about it. But other than that, this is something that we've been rocking out to for a minute. So definitely appreciate that. Moving on to the next track.
Like the Curry, Steph and Aisha shit, but we more like Belly, Tommy and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you wanna creep and shit. Poured out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned a lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and boot thighs, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times, but if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO, I'm not that type of bitch. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with.
Don't make me sick, nigga. I adore. I gave you everything was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing?
Kind of want to do 3 minutes with that song, but this is 1 minute with Cardi B. Long fingers.
So love, hate for me. Absolutely love the verses. Hate the hook. Love what she says in the verses. Her wordplay in this song is the best out of all of the songs I've heard from her so far. Cannot stand that singing hook though. Not with her. There it is.
Slexic.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, she rocked the verse. Definitely, you know, made herself vulnerable for us, and I appreciate that too. But yeah, the hook was some garbage.
Jay Dizzy.
I tell you what, she rap better than a lot of these cats out here. Word up.
For sure.
Word up. But yeah, I like how I thought it was gonna be like some soft stuff, and then she gave you the complete ignorance like usual. So I'm liking the vibe so far, but yeah, the hook was garbage, but you know.
I got two words for you. Ladies anthem. Hey, fellas, y'all better get y'all shit together, because they gonna be beating you in the head with this. Y'all gonna be, look, if y'all can just paint the scene, you gonna call your broad up, y'all gonna jump in the whip, y'all gonna go ride out the Red Lobster, where the fuck y'all going, and that song gonna come on, and the mood gonna change off some dumb shit you did, and she gonna remember. And she gonna be like, I ain't even hungry. Just take me the fuck home. And you gonna be like, what the fuck? I don't even know if she tripping. Listen, ladies, now for the summer right here.
If Cardi B becomes the mouthpiece for all the American women, we definitely in trouble.
Well, she sounds like. Okay, I'm gonna move right now.
I don't think he been around when Bodak Yellow come on.
Right.
You should see all the finger pointing.
I'm gonna need you to come out the house. Shit. Really? All right. On to the next track.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, yeah. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M, you know. I said I'm living my best life. I said I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, meets a little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready, nigga, you a pussy and
Tom and Jerry. Nigga, you ain't ballin', you just talkin', that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take, yeah, I hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's the hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they stink these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like
J-Dub. Jay Duh, I already know what you're gonna say.
Oh, you know that Little Caesar verse. Hey, yo, you hot and ready, baby. Yo, you know that stuck out to me on the break.
Oh, shit.
Who's Cat on the hook, though?
Chance the Rapper.
Oh, okay, okay. Nah, I was feeling that joint, though. I like that. I like the vibe on that track. Yeah, I'm fucking with it.
Fingers.
I actually like that one. I like the track, and I like her verse on it. That one was alright with me.
It's Lisa.
Yeah, it's like Cardi got a lot on her, you know, she got a lot on her heart to spit, you know what I'm saying? So this is just an extension of the previous track where she's trying to, you know.
I think you and I are on the same wavelength. I'm actually at this point almost like Adele, that right. I'm so concerned about your next album. Like, do you have enough hurt
right.
for another album?
Right, right.
Or is your next album going to be your succession? Right. You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking. Know. Like, what can she actually rap about the next time
but
around?
But that's what they said about Adele, and right. she came back even bigger and harder.
Right, right, right.
Thank God she's a woman, because I don't have to pause that. So, on to the next track.
I like stunning, I like shining. I like $1 million deals, where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body. Spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Fur, go, Ferrari. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, fixing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. Saw that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Gang, gang, gang. Drop the top and blow the brains. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jordan, a mí me las regalan.
Slickster.
Yeah, you know, diving into her Latin roots, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely letting us know more about her, you know, the vain things about Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? So definitely sound like, you know, a confident rapper letting her know she's about the money. I'm not mad.
Slickster. I mean, damn, why do I keep...
Damn, we don't look that much alike, brother.
Two ball hit a motherfucker's move. Further
it was a pretty...
Put your hands together, look like my balls.
Oh, wow. Wow. Goodness. Wowzers.
Smooth as
wowzers.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I mean, I think... Do I pause that? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I think both of y'all pause that or something. Pause, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
It's like a dual pause.
Pretty clever use of that sample. That I like it like that. I thought that was pretty cool. And like Slickster said, this, you know, it's an homage to her Latin roots. I liked it. It's cool.
No doubt. I first time I heard it, I didn't really hear her lyrics. I just kept hearing the hook, and I was just like, this might be the throwaway track. But when I finally listened to it, I'm like, this is Cardi B and Cardi. This is this is like her in her prime. She's giving you them crazy voices and sounds, and she's just having a fucking ball on this track, so I can't be mad at her.
Hey, I think he's becoming a Cardi fan.
Don't say nothing. Don't say shit. You see the mountain is chipping. The mountain's chipping away.
Yeah. I'm going to just give you one little slick line I heard in there. Eating halal, driving the lamb.
Right?
I like that one. That was pretty slick.
She. Okay. I see you. That's Cardi B. All right, so next track. What are we on? 8?
Got pride. Switching up shit is what I can't fuck with. I'm feeling you, but you hard to get in touch with. And you ain't hit me up in a while. Acting like you don't know a number to dial. You quit, then that's it. I'ma throw in the towel. Cause a nigga only gon' do what you allow. You don't want this gun smoke. Learn to text with your nose if your thumb broke. I don't care if we get into it and I stall on your ass. But I still wake up to miss calls from your ass.
You don't hear my line no more.
Fingers.
It's alright. Lyrically, I like it. I don't know that I'm messing with the track that much, but lyrically, I like it. She is, I will say this, she is, after listening to this album, she's a better rapper than I gave her credit for.
For me, I'm going to say, ultimately, I like the track. I just cringe a little bit on the fact that it sounds a tad bit too close to Nicki Minaj on this.
Yeah.
It just, when I first heard it, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Jay Dizzy.
Yeah, I did like the track. I guess she showed a little bit of vulnerability on there at the start, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, she got to that ratchet ignorant shit, you know? But I think she's just being herself. I like
bitch
the track.
Bitch gonna do what a bitch gotta do.
Yeah. I feel it, though. It had its good in there.
Yeah, I like the track for the change of pace. She's going back to the love thing. So definitely, like I said, she wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, so
she's been hurt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And she looks hurt. You know, she looks like she's been hurt a lot.
I know some niggas is walking around NYC and other parts of town like, God damn, I didn't know the bitch was going to make it. She was just going to be a stripper.
And that's what she's letting them know. And
right.
She's not forgetting that.
My God.
You know, but that's cool. You know,
this might be the only time where niggas go on the child support claiming to be like, well, hold on, I think it's mine. All right, track number 9.
Money back.
Nah, I don't even know who you're talking to now.
I was going to go to him, but I was like, nah, he loaded. Let me give him a minute to
look.
See
that look on
my face. I mean, it's kind of sounds like a, you know, Bodak Yellow 2 almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but, you know, I think her strengths are, you know, brought out in this. You know, she definitely can, when she's emotional, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, her emotions are heightened. She can definitely attack beat. So I like that. I like that aspect of that, of that track.
J-Dub.
I think, I mean, of course, it's going to be a club banger probably, but there was no rapping involved in that. It was just a whole bunch of repeating the same words. Money bag, money. That's all I remember from the song was money bag, money bag.
Fingers.
Sound like three other damn songs that she got on the album. I'm just saying.
Nah. For me, when I heard this one, I just said, and finally, there's your throwaway track. That's the one that you just throw it away. That one just...
Yeah, but you will this be hearing is, that.
But you know what, though? To her credit, I thought the album was all going to be this, and right. It's not.
It's not. Right. That's true.
Right.
So,
I give her that.
Track number 10.
Your bitch won't party with Cardi. Cardi, your body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow up the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Credit to your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Credit to your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Card. Who took your bitch at the party? Card. I took your bitch in the party. Card. Who that be flags Martian? Card. Who that don't freak in the cut? Card. Who got them freaks in the truck? Card. Then diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wannabe card. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kit. Moon rocks in this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slump. Your bitch won't party with Card.
I could just see the girl's finger pointing when this joint come on. Oh my God, you she just said, know it's coming, getting two fingers pointed
like she
at
ran
you.
Out of words. She said, bitch, you a bitch ass bitch.
That means you a bitch.
I guess she's trying to say you a bitch because you're a bitch ass bitch, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, out of all the other things that she did to Offset, just put right. The pussy on Offset.
Exactly. In case you didn't catch that part.
Yeah, I think that's all they do. You know what I'm saying? They certainly don't read together. But but I will say this, though. To me, it kind of feels like she's putting other female rappers on notice. Like, you know, I think she's still trying to, you know, she wants to create that edge to where she's, you know, the revered, you know, female rapper. She's gonna get that the most attention, most money out of that.
This one's on the radio right now. I heard this on the radio, so yeah.
Oh no, this one's passed.
It's been on the radio.
Oh, yeah, dripping. Oh, okay.
Dripping. The other one.
Damn. Okay.
That body.
Brickin' head is, I guess, what they call it.
Yeah, it's been on the.
Them two are on up there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Track 11.
400. She gon' try me, how come I ain't seen it yet? Huh? Gave it to him so good that his eyes rolled back. Shorty huh? Said it's all hers while thighs don't match. That ass, 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 that ass.
Now, are they saying that asshole, that asshole? Isn't that what it sounds like? Or is it just bomb? Is that what I'm hearing? Because it sounds like they asked that ass, and the other person going, ho, ho, ho.
I think they're just saying ho, like,
oh, like, ho. Because it sounds like that ass, ho, that ass, ho, that ass, ho. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't start the song like that, are you?
No, nah, I mean, I thought that ass is, you know, because she got a big old. I watched plenty of twerking, Cardi B twerking videos, so I know what she's working with. You know what I'm saying? But.
Straight up.
I fucks with it. I like, she had a couple little slick lines in there too. I know she laughed at a couple little lines. She has a couple quick slick lines in there. I like that joy though. Yeah.
I hope you guys held the check for YG on that hook, because clearly they sent him a memo. It was like, we need a hook in like 30 minutes. Can you come up with one? Right.
Yeah, it was very basic.
That ass. Louis Bad. Everybody just looking around this room and shit. My socks. Right. My cone. What the fuck?
Was that his only contribution to the song?
Man, I don't know. I can't remember, yeah. But that was. Thank God for her.
Yeah, right.
Fucking some lyrics on
yo,
that bitch.
Yo, she don't care what come out her mouth, though. I love it. I love it.
No, yo, yeah, bitch, clearly, she don't care what come in.
I mean, at least she's honest, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what
I ain't
love.
Mad at her.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not talking bad about her. I'm speaking.
Lil Kim 2.0? Jeez. Maybe 3.0, because, you know.
Shit. Just got to get 5 mics first.
Yeah.
Track 12.
Get his 5 mics.
Oh, they don't. Hey, well, that's a whole nother. That's a little topic for another.
Track 12.
And fucking little fake ass friends come around acting like they my bros. I seen y'all little group text where y'all all like to brag about your hoe. And you can tell your little bitch I screenshotted all her naked pics. Or you wanna send news to my man, wake up and see your boobs on the gram, little bitch. I cannot stand you, right hand of Jesus. I might just cut all the tongues like the sneakers. Nash your TV from Best Buy. You gon' turn me in the left eye. I don't wanna hear about invasion of privacy. I had a feeling it turns out you lied to me. I'm holding back.
Nightmare.
I was thinking Left Eye when she was rapping too, and of course she threw out that Left Eye reference. I was like, oh,
I went
yeah.
through your phone last. Slice the shot.
Yeah, you see why I'm single, man? You know what I'm saying? Got to deal with these ignorant motherfuckers. Although I love them, you know. But yeah, definitely, I like the track. I thought it had the mix of that, I don't know what you call that, Taylor Swift kind of shit. I don't know what you call that kind of music, but I had a little bit of that with her ratchetness and her pain, so I like that combination.
Fingers,
she likes to use the word bitch a lot. I thought that that was too short's word, but that is apparently now her word. It's okay to me, wasn't nothing special about it.
For me, it just worked. I mean, it's not too much that you can say about it, it just works. And I guess that's the end goal for any project. It just works. It fits. She gives you up tempo. She brings you back down. She, you know, she's yo-yoing the fuck out of you, and it works. So yeah. Jay Dizzy, did you start? I know you said something in the beginning,
yeah.
But
yeah, I liked it though.
Okay. Nice. All right, let's get to the last track and wrap up 1 minute with Cardi B.
Murder. I left that nigga on red cause I felt like it. Dressed me down in that red, in a little orange jacket. Dapper, dapper.
but I look fine and my checks define. No wonder, why I do whatever I like. I do what I like, I do, I do. I do what I like, I do, I do.
A gift from God. I think you broke hoes, need to get a job. Now I'm a boss, I write my own name on the checks. Pussy so good, I said my own name during sex. I might smack a bitch cause I felt like it. Gucci shoes and a belt like it. Said the Cardi is his favorite fragrance. I'm a rich bitch and I smell like it. I'm in a boss bitch mood. Hey, these heels are Givenchy, ho, these are some boss bitch shoes. You ain't no boss bitch mood. For the record, I said record, record sales. I like niggas, they've been in and out of jail. They say by now that I'll be finished, hard to tell.
I can tell.
My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell.
I left a nigga on red cause I felt like it. Trust me.
Flexter.
Oh man, I like niggas that in and out of jail though, my God. But yeah, I mean, she's trying to put female rappers on notice that she's here to dominate the game, you know. So I thought, you know, it was, you know, it's a solid outro track, you know, but it was okay. I mean, it was okay. I can't really give a, I can't say I was feeling it too much, but it was all right.
She was consistent. Yeah. That's what I'll say. She was consistent with what she, the material she was going to bring you, and she stayed consistent with that. So I think all in all I was a solid end to it, because it's basically what she been doing the whole record.
True.
She has a formula. She's found a formula that works and she sticks with it.
Right.
Can't be mad at that. That will bang in the club just like Bodak Yellow and Bartier Cardi and
Drippin'.
It'll play.
That 15 minutes to turn into about an hour right now.
Turn into about an hour. She's found something that works and she's rolling with it.
Right.
No doubt. For me, just to wrap the album up, I think the only thing this album was missing, and it kind of touches back on what we started the show with, I think she needed MJ Blige on the hook, especially on one of them painful songs. Like MJ Blige just belting out a mean hook on that, I think would have been a slam dunk. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that she didn't really go too heavy with, she kept it balanced with solos and features.
Right. What she did.
And
she could hold her own for the most part.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, you hear a lot of albums now, this is five other people in the track where she like every track, and most of these are really just her.
J Dub. Pick the album up or leave it alone.
You know what? I'm actually gonna pick this up.
Are you actually gonna talk on the mic one day? Slicks a shot.
Yeah, I already got it. So yeah, pick it up.
Pick it up. Long Fingers. Drop the music.
I'm gonna have to pick it up because people are gonna ask for it when I DJ. So yeah, I'm picking it up.
Wow.
You know we're gonna listen to a cut every night before we go to sleep.
Don't let him lie to you. I think it's a great It's a very good project. Definitely pick it up. Period. I really don't care what you're into. Pick it up. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
To complain, but there's things in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Chaitan got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block, back in nines like September. Change the situation, kick the block, it's all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting.
Welcome back to the UN.
I'm flooding on these rock joints for shorty bulls.
We have come to the close of another show. But before I let you go, I got to give you a little something to think about to the next show. Now, when I thought about this one, I said to myself, God damn it, how can I kick the shit out of the beehive and not get stung? And when I say beehive, I'm not talking about Beyonce. I'm talking about the proverbial beehive of life. So, my question to you is this, as you listen to this song in the background. Should A Tribe Called Quest be revived by adding Consequence? Anybody jump in on that one?
No.
I need more than a no.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no. I think the dynamic between Chip and Fife, I think they were, as far as rapper skills go, I think they were equally skilled, but I think that they complemented each other very, very well. And I don't think the Consequence is a strong enough rapper to fill Fife's void. I don't think he is.
Before you answer, to answer that, I purposely came back in with this song and watched all three of you, and all of y'all was bobbing and rocking and getting in it, and all you've heard so far was Tip and Quince.
Yeah.
So to say he can't do it, he's done it.
I mean, but that's a song.
I know he did it. He did it on an album. He was on this whole
album.
He
was on the whole album, but I mean.
And he did it with the, I understand he did it with the comfort level of you knowing Fife was still there. But at the sake of saying, I mean, you know how we all felt. And I know how some of us still felt, even though they dropped that last album. We still want more Tribe. Can this suffice? Because I'm going to tell you, you go next.
Consequence is not Tribe. I can't, you know, I mean, I just don't think that's a natural transition to bring in somebody else in. That doesn't fit for me.
So you hated this album?
No, it's not hate. No, it's not a
but,
hate.
Well, everything you just said they did, it's not and a you hate didn't
thing.
Hate it.
It's not a hate thing, but it's the dynamic, the energy, the love, hate, the story that makes Tribe. Not, you know what I'm saying, to bring someone else in and try to recreate that story. That just doesn't work for me.
J-Dub?
I just think there's no way you
can. I just think I'll turn your mic up.
I don't think you can replace Fife. No, really, you can't replace Fife. And I mean, I got respect for Consequence, I guess, but yeah, I just don't think there's no replacing Fife.
I think he's solid, but like, even this song, like the part of this song that I'm waiting for every time I hear it is when Fife comes and says
right,
we never follow trouble but trouble it follow me. You waiting for that, you know what I mean? It's like you waiting for that part of the song. Fife had his wordplay was crazy.
His energy was
and
crazy.
And the thing is, Chris Lighty described it perfectly on that that documentary they had about Tribe. He said that if Tip takes you all the way out to Pluto, Fife brings you back to the realm of human understanding. So the way that he rhymed was like all stuff you can relate to, like sports and all that stuff, where Fife was way out here. I don't think Consequence has that kind of skill to bring you back here.
You know, I take something from what all of you say, and I think although my ultimate answer, because of the love in my heart, would be no, I think I'd be willing to hear, and I think I'd be willing to trust in Tip's production to hear what it might sound like. Because one thing I will say, and I love my man to death, I think he'll do a damn shot better than fucking Jarobi. And, you know, we're all starving for vintage Tribe. But we have to come to that reality. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So do we turn a deaf ear to potentially, I mean, again, here's an album. I remember when this album dropped. I remember exactly where I was. I remember I was assistant manager of Foot Locker at Iverson Mall. And it was a busy fucking day. I could not get a break. Dude called out on me. So I couldn't get a fucking lunch break to run upstairs to Kemp Mill and buy that shit. And I had to like call Kemp Mill and be like, yo, I hook y'all niggas up like all the time on kicks. You know, when we close the gates, can y'all open the door 5 minutes and let me grab that album? And I remember driving home and all I kept saying was, oh no, they gonna get rid of Fife. That's what I kept saying to myself listening to this album. I'm like, they gonna get rid of Fife. Who is this motherfucker? Who, I don't even know who the fuck Consequence, who the fuck is this Consequence nigga? And what is the irony that his name is Consequence and I think they're gonna get rid of Fife? But although it wasn't my favorite Tribe album, it was a good Tribe album. So I asked myself, am I willing to listen to it? I was willing to listen to a bunch of stuff that sounded like they recorded from Fife's deathbed, you know, not to sound horrible, but just listen to that album. I don't know.
Cosgrove can spit, no question. He can spit. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to talk about him like he's not a good rapper, but he's just not Fife. And the thing is, if you listen to the first album, as good as their first album was, it didn't compare to what kind of group they became once Fife became more integral in the songs. If you Absolutely. Compare People's Instinctive Travels and The Paths of Rhythm, good album, but it was all Tip.
Right.
Second album comes in, Low End Theory, and I mean, Fife takes it to a whole nother level because Fife is now in all of the songs.
Right.
All
right.
I just don't
and
think
again,
you can
take we can all, you know, rest comfortably in the bosom of memories, but tomorrow has to come.
And then even if you think about Midnight Marauders, so you have Low End Theory, you have Midnight Marauders, and then you have
Beats, Rhymes, and Life.
Beats, oh, yeah, Rhymes, and Life, life where they introduce Consequence. And there's a little bit of a drop-off from those previous two albums. So
was it a drop-off or was it a, who's this cat?
It was a little bit of a drop-off. It definitely was not as good as the previous two albums.
Absolutely wasn't.
Yeah, you know, so there's a little bit of drop-off. So my thing is, it'd be one thing if he came in and they stayed at the same level, but he came in and it was a drop-off in the albums. It wasn't as good an album. And then the Love Movement wasn't as good an album as that. So, that, you know, it was a continuous drop-off at that point. Because at that point, there was friction between, you know, well-documented friction between Fife and Tip. And the chemistry wasn't there anymore. So that tells me right there that Fife, you know, without Fife.
Okay. All right. There it is, folks. You have it. Your two homework assignments. You have the Music Challenge, Influential Female, I'm going to say artist, even though the question said musician. And Can Tribe Be Resurrected with Consequence? InDeepShow@yahoo.com. InDeepShow@yahoo.com, spelled out. If you forget, it will be in the show notes. Or you can hit us up at 202-750-1437, that's 202-750-1IDS, and leave a verbal. Definitely appreciate the verbals because it just, we like to make you guys a part of the show. Definitely appreciate you all once again for tuning in, listening, and we look forward to hearing from you. I'm your man Big B for the Slickster, J-Dub, and Mr. Longfingers. This is The Un.